Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is one of those guys that checks all the boxes. Jackson Dart, to me, feels like he is still, to some degree, kind of winging it and doesn't quite see the field as well as I'd like him to see the field. Drake May, you're watching it in real time. Stoic, not a lot of bad throws, not getting hit. I mean, you get a franchise quarterback every year. You get an all-timer about every 4 or 5 years. I think we found one. He is on pace to be the greatest quarterback on first down in the history of the game. For a single season. Number two is Aaron Rodgers. Number three is Drew Brees.
This is the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
Hour number two here, Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. We're live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. We're Boston Sports Original, and along with Boston, we're coming to you live from Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the Islands. And if you're not in any of those places, don't forget, you can always stream WEEI anytime you want to on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and the TuneIn apps. Mike DeBate, 7:30, is going to be joining me here from Sports Illustrated, talking Patriots, this incredible season that we've been watching here so far, the remaining season to come, these two matchups here with Buffalo and the Baltimore Ravens, and what those may look like here through the scope of what the rest of the schedule has been, and how that's been an excuse, I think, for a lot of doubters to still not quite buy into this team. I came around very quickly on this team. I'd like to think I recognized what I was seeing here pretty quickly. And that goes to maybe that first Buffalo win. I think that's when it really sort of hit me, like, ooh, okay, this isn't something that was going on last year or the year before, or, you know, really for a while. I know they beat Buffalo with Mac Jones a couple of years ago, and it was a random sort of late season win, but going on the road like that and beating them in Buffalo and the way that game sort of played out and Drake May outplaying Josh Allen, I mean, that was really eye-opening. And I think right around that time I realized, okay, my doubts about this team may have been a little over-dramatic. I know, impossible, right? Me being over-dramatic, how could that ever be? But I realized it pretty quick, I guess is my point. I realized I was wrong pretty quickly. And I wasn't so married to the idea that they were going to be bad that I was going to resist what I was seeing right in front of me. And when we all watch these games together, we all know what's going on. And as the win streak has continued, with wins over bad teams, the occasional good team, the occasional very good defense, etc., and not always even good teams, but just, you know, feisty teams, teams that have been giving other good teams in the league tough outs. Like the Giants, for example. God, the Giants. You know that their GM just had a press conference after that game? They had a press conference. They had everyone start asking him questions about why should you still have your job? They fired the coach. They fired the coordinator. Why should you still be here? And he's like, well, you know,
G-man.
I mean, what's he supposed to say? The team sucks. They got humiliated. Oh, did they get humiliated by the Patriots? That was a humiliating loss from the Giants' perspective. Was it not? It's one thing to lose. It's another thing to get bullied like that. I mean, they were getting tossed around. Their quarterback literally got lifted off his feet. Like, there's a scene in The Sopranos. If you haven't watched The Sopranos, maybe turn the radio down for the next 30 seconds if you plan on watching it. But there's a scene in The Sopranos where Tony's cousin, played by Steve Buscemi, show's been off the air long enough, I think I'm okay with this, gets out of prison, and he runs afoul from the New York family. And they want to hunt him down. Only Tony Soprano knows where he is. He's in this, like, farm upstate somewhere. And so Tony Soprano goes out there because he wants to get there before the New York guys get there because they know he's going to torture him and stuff. And it's Tony's cousin. So he goes there and he waits for him. And Steve Buscemi comes back from, like, the grocery store, and he's trying to get in. And then all of a sudden Tony appears with a shotgun, and he shoots him, and he goes flying. Like, Buscemi goes flying across the porch. That's what Jackson Dart looked like. Jackson Dart looked like Steve Buscemi getting shot by Tony Soprano in that one episode of The Sopranos, which, again, if you haven't seen it, apologies, spoiler alert. I did give you a pretty healthy spoiler alert right there. I did, okay? If you chose not to acknowledge it, that's on you. But I feel like, I may be wrong, but I feel like the majority of my audience knows exactly what I'm talking about. And that I didn't spoil that for anybody. I feel like that's the case. Maybe I'm wrong.
You get at least one Sopranos reference each week. Of course your audience is going to watch it.
I would think that's, you know, maybe, maybe not. But that, I think I'm on a solid ground in that one. Jackson Dart looked like Tony Blundetto getting shot on the porch and flying over onto the other side of the porch.
I'm not playing soccer out here.
That's what it looked like. And not only that, but Hunter Henry, the tight ends, were running free, open, over the middle of the field the entire game. Like, there was no, you know, you fired your defensive coordinator, but it's not like you had some kind of plan. They had no answer for any of that. Drake May was fantastic. They bench Abdul Carter for the first quarter, and then he comes out and actually plays kind of well. Gets a sack, has some pressures. By the time he gets in the game, it's 17-3. So it's like, you know, at that point, what are you really going for here? Your kicker stubs his toe on national TV. I mean, it was just, it was humiliating. And then the GM has to go up there in front of the New York media and answer to why, you know, why should you still have a job? Oh boy. that's rough, man. That's rough. They didn't subject Gerard Mayo to that. Kraft at least had some mercy on him. He just fired him right after the game. There was no like end of season. Why should you still be the coach, Gerard? No. We're gonna spare him that. Let's just fire him now. Like, in retrospect, that was kind of humane if you think about it. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Let's go to the phones. Jay is in North Carolina. Our good friend Jay. Hello, Jay.
I'm flummoxed. I am flummoxed, Chris.
Yeah.
I was expecting a football game. Instead, it was DOA. They were dead on arrival.
Yeah.
But I hope the Patriots don't take this as a magic act that they made the New York Giants disappear. I'm hoping that they'll keep their heads on their shoulders because there's still NFL teams out there that want to win despite their record. But I'm saying I thought the New York Giants were like a cornered animal and they were going to be dangerous.
Mm-mm.
Instead, they were dead on arrival.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's the situation, Chris. I hope they don't take that as the norm because that was a fluke. That was a real fluke.
You think so? I don't know about that, Jay. I don't know if it was a fluke. I think the Giants are a team that is in bad shape. I mean, listen, that's a team that's in disarray. They fired their coach. They fired their coordinator. I mean, they're struggling, obviously. But was it fluky? I mean, is it fluky when you do it 10 straight weeks? I guess he means it's a fluke the way they won that game by winning the way that they did. But was it? Was that fluky? Or were they out there playing like their hair was on fire? That's why I don't consider that a fluke, because I don't think it's maybe fluky in the sense that the Patriots haven't been playing like that all year. Okay. You want to say that makes it fluky? Fine. If they don't play another game like that all year and into the playoffs, then okay. Then I will agree with you that game with the Giants was a fluke. But what I find flukish, if that's even the right word, which maybe what I'm about to say, it's not. But what I find so telling about all that is that they were going into their bye week. They were going into their bye week. The Giants looked like a team going into their bye week that was exhausted and discombobulated and just couldn't wait to get to the end. Couldn't wait to get to the beach or wherever it is that they're going on their off week. You know, that's they looked like they were already there. And for a team with 2-10 or whatever it was going into it, they may be checked out like that as a team already now, whatever. But the last 2 weeks prior, they gave the Packers a good game, only lost by a touchdown. This is with Jameis, too. But and they gave the Lions a very good game and only lost that game by a touchdown. And you can say it was all because of Jameis. Maybe it was. I don't know. But that, I think, the Patriots, them coming to New England and the Patriots thumping them like that, because that was, I mean, that was more than just like a win in the, on a Monday night. That was a statement. The Patriots made a very loud statement, I think. And that statement was, our quarterback is the best in the league. And we dare any of you to prove otherwise. Even when he has an off game. Like, I think that Bengals game was an off game for him. It was one of his worst games of the year. And they won that game, and he still had some big throws, and he still contributed to the win. It's not like they've ever won a game. I feel like they haven't yet won a game in spite of Drake May. Like, Drake May had a really bad game, and they won in spite of that. There's games that weren't to his, you know, to the level that we've come to expect. That Pittsburgh game wasn't very good. He's had games with interceptions, games with fumbles, etc. But for the most part, I mean, you know, you look at the completion percentage, you look at the yards, it's very consistent. He's very consistent, and he's the offensive player of the week. And how about this? According to Next Gen Stats, I saw this tweet today from Front Office NFL. The tweet was, Drake May's passer rating and rank by situation. And this goes, you know what passer rating is. I don't know exactly how it's calculated, but it's his passer rating in all these various different scenarios and where that ranks in the league. Overall, his passer rating is 111.9. That's first in the league. His passer rating on deep balls, 20 or more air yards, 136.5. First in the league. Under pressure, his passer rating is 104.4. First in the league. Outside the numbers, scrambling. His passer rating is 127.9. That is first in the league. Pass the sticks, 125.6, first in the league. Against zone coverage, 114.9, first in the league. Tight window throws, which I don't know what the exact definition of tight window is, but you know it when you see it, maybe. It's like porn. That looks like a tight window. Sure.
Why are all your references to porn?
Why do you care, Joe? What are you, a nana? That's what it is. God. Tight windows, 80.4. Second place. Not quite first place, second place there. I know. Pretty disappointing. Against the blitz, his passer rating is 124.9, which is incredibly not first place, it's second place. But still a ridiculously good number against the blitz. Against two high safeties, passer rating is 111.1, first place. Versus sub packages, 111.8, first place. On first down, as you heard Cowherd discussing, on pace to be the best first down quarterback, the best quarterback on first down for a season ever in the history of the league. 131.6 on first down. First in the league, I think first all time. On the road, 113.9, second. When trailing, 113.1, second. Outdoors, 109.8, second. On third and fourth down, 109.4, fourth. You might want to step that one up there, Drake. Fourth? I mean, come on, man. What are we doing here? Fourth? That doesn't even get a medal in the Olympics. Fourth. That's ridiculous. What I just read is ridiculous. I just read a ridiculous list of figures. Like, mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. He is 23. And his deep ball passer rating on passes of 20 or more yards in the air is 136.5. And need I remind you that while I think this wide receiver group is very, very good, they are not Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson and whoever. They're not. All right. There's some good players in that room, but they are not game-breaking all-pro wide receivers. They just aren't. That's not, he's not benefiting from that. You can't take anything away from those numbers and that type of passing accuracy and passing efficiency and just say, well, look who he has to throw to. That's not what you have. You have a good unit and you're being coached very well. Steph Diggs has made a tremendous, tremendous impact. Kayshon Booty's taken a big step. Mac Hollins has been excellent. But they've all been excellent in large part because Drake May's been excellent. And he finds them. And he puts throws right into their hands in stride, like every week. You know, like it just is what you wait for there to be a real serious disruption of it. And there may be a couple of plays or even a couple of quarters where you watch him and you're like, what's wrong with Drake today? What's wrong with Drake in the first quarter of this Bengals game? What's wrong with Drake here at the end of this Falcons game? What's going on with him? And it's still, even when he's, you know, going through normal 23-year-old kid stuff, is still giving you best passer rating in the league in almost every imaginable situation. Almost every situation on the field. Drake May has the best passer rating in all of them. Almost all of them. Second on a couple, third or fourth on a third and fourth down, which got to work on that one. Fourth place, I mean, please. What are you doing here? But yeah. That's where he are. And he is the Offensive Player of the Week. It's the first time a Patriot has been named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week since. Did you hear Dan Ball saying this today?
I have it in my trending upcoming.
Oh, you have it in your trending. Okay. Well, I'll save it for that. But I was very surprised to hear who the last Patriot to be the Offensive Player of the Week was. I said, that can't be right. But it is. It's true. Which I guess means it's kind of an arbitrary title. But really, it hasn't been this year. This year, it's been a lot of Jonathan Taylor, a lot of Josh Allen, a lot of guys who are other guys in the MVP conversation, Offensive Player of the Year conversation, etc. here in the AFC. Drake May probably should have gotten this award a lot sooner than this, but here we are, and I'm sure he's going to be getting it a lot more after this as well. May, again, great against the Giants, 24 of 31, 282 yards, two touchdowns for the victory, and now the odds-on leader for the MVP. May also the third quarterback in league history under the age of 24 to record at least 10 games in a season with 200 passing yards and a passer rating of more than 100. The other two, Patrick Mahomes in 2018 and Matthew Stafford in 2011. And that's it. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls here. Also, you can text the show at that number as well. First, here's Joe Braverman. He'll get you caught up on what's trending. And when we come back, Mike DeBate from Sports Illustrated joins me here on the Christian Arcan Show. You know what? If you see it, it's like porn.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Told you to keep using that analogy. Bruins fell to the Red Wings last night. Final score of 5-4. Jeremy Swayman pulled in that game. They'll be back in action tomorrow when they host old coach Jim Montgomery and the struggling St. Louis Blues earlier today. A roster move was made. The Bees assigned forward Riley Tuft back to the AHL team in Providence. Celtics will also be back on the floor tomorrow. They'll be in the nation's capital to take on the Wizards. Jaylen Brown is doubtful for tomorrow's game. He's dealing with a non-COVID illness. The Seas have won back-to-back games, including last night at home against the New York Knicks. Patriots quarterback Drake May was named AFC Offensive Player of the Week after throwing for 281 yards and two touchdowns Monday night against the Giants. And to answer that question, he is the first Patriot since Dion Lewis in 2017 to win the award.
I wouldn't have guessed that with like 100 guesses. If you gave me 100, even if you told me it was in 2018, I probably would have guessed like 20 other people on that team before Dion Lewis.
Brady, Gronk, Edelman, no, Dion Lewis.
LeGarrette Blount, like, yeah. I mean, right? There was a lot. Was he on that day? I think he was. But like there's a lot of people I would have thought of before him.
No, anyway. But Dion Lewis.
How about that?
Last one to win Offensive Rookie Player of the Week. It's the sixth award this season, weekly or monthly, that's been won by a Patriot. In related news, Pats owner Robert Kraft and former head coach Bill Belichick were named finalists for the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame, along with Ken Anderson, Roger Craig, and LC Greenwood. The maximum of three of those five can be elected. Results will be announced the week before Super Bowl 60. Other football news, the Ravens and tight end Mark Andrews agreed to a three-year, $39 million extension. $26 million of that deal is guaranteed. And Boston College men's basketball is taking on LSU tonight from Conti Forum. That game is over on WEEI AM 850 with it currently in progress. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I think the highest compliment I can pay him, other than saying he's the MVP front runner, he's 23 years old, and he's already in that very small group of quarterbacks that there's things you just can't do. You can't blitz Drake May, best in the league. You can't give him too much time. Throws over 2.5 seconds, best in the league, just about every metric. The Giants played a ton of single high, as is their wont, and he absolutely annihilated it. 12 for 13 for over 170 yards against single high coverage. So you look at this Patriots team from a matchup perspective, and you face them every week, and you think, all right, we got to put a roof on this and just hope they run the ball, which is a wild thing to say, given their offensive line injuries and that group is – I like their skill players, but look at them on paper and you think this is a team we're afraid to play single high against, but it's all because of the quarterback and what he's capable of. He's just been phenomenal.
Mina Kimes, ESPN. It's a Christian Arcan show here, WEEI. I think that what she was really getting at there is a very important point, and one that is not really been echoed so much yet. And I think part of it's really just the novelty of Drake May and the fact that, you know, he was this young athletic quarterback who was drafted third overall and then, you know, got hot for a while. But we're past that. It sort of hit me when I was listening to Brian Burns. Because Brian Burns went in depth about Drake May and Drake May's tendencies and what Drake May does and how to exploit Drake May's like weaknesses and things like that. He did. We don't have to play the whole thing, but just listen to Brian Burns going on about Drake May, like the detail that he goes into talking about the film with Drake May.
Really just getting to him, like hitting his blind spots, like his backside. Like I feel like at times he's so caught up in, you know, making the right play or, you know, getting so caught up in his routes downfield, he just forgets about somewhat of what who's rushing him, if that makes sense.
That's good enough right there. I mean, it went on for a little while after that, but it was detailed analysis. Again, Cam Newton should listen to that. But you know what I mean? Like that was what he was getting at. He was really sort of honing in on specific things with Drake May that I'm sure whoever the hell they have running the defense there, I know they just fired their defensive coordinator, but whoever they have running that defense, you know, there's coaches, position coaches, et cetera, and they're all getting together and they're saying, all right, this is how we're going to attack number 10 there in New England. This is how we're going to go after him. This is what we're going to try and force him to do and see if we can make that play into what we want to do here on defense. And do you remember the shot of Brian Burns sitting on the bench as the teams are going into halftime and the Patriots are up 30-7? Do you remember that shot of him? just sitting on the sidelines, dumbstruck. Just what just happened? Like, what did this guy just do to us? And it wasn't all him, obviously. I mean, there was the Marcus Jones touchdown on the punt return. So it wasn't all Drake May. But Drake May was, I mean, Drake May pretty much put that whole team over his knee and spanked them for the rest of that game. And at the half, it was over. I mean, at the half, the game was decided. And Brian Burns, who you know just from listening to him talk about Drake May before the game in the days leading up to it, you could tell that Brian Burns, number one, was pretty confident in their game plan, and number two, that they had really put some thought and effort into it. They watched a lot of film. He wasn't just, you know what I mean? Like, that was something. So, there you go. We're going to be joined by Mike DeBate here in just a moment. Look forward to talking with him from Sports Illustrated. We'll get his take on everything that's been going on here with the team. Just real quick as I get that number to you there, Joe. Thank you. We'll be talking with him here momentarily. But yeah, that's the passer ratings by all those different situations. I just gave that to you. Brian Burns, any pass rusher really other than Myles Garrett, and there's other guy, you know, it's not like he hasn't been sacked this year. He gets sacked a good amount. But even with that, even with the opposing defenses getting to him, even with him holding the ball too long or whatever other perceived weakness these guys all think he has, or these defensive coordinators or these pass rushers are all trying to hone in on, it's not enough to stop him. It's not enough to stop him. Maybe enough to slow him down. You know, in some of these games, they've slowed him down a little bit. Bengals slowed him down. But no one has stopped him yet. And that's pretty cool. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's go to the phones right now. Mike DeBate, Sports Illustrated, joins us here on the program. Mike, how you doing tonight? How's the post-Thanksgiving basking in the glow of this great win streak going into the bye week? How's that all going for you?
Well, the post-Thanksgiving is going great. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles has been watched. A lot of food consumed. Hope everyone listening out there had a great, happy, healthy Thanksgiving and is enjoying the holiday season coming up. But as far as basking in the glow of this Patriots team, 11-2 heading into a Week 14 bye. Wasn't on my bingo card, but boy, we'll take it. And they've earned it. They've earned every bit of it.
Yeah, they certainly have. I know it was a couple of days ago now, but this Giants game, I think, was the type of game going into a bye week that sets a lot of people's minds at ease. I don't know. I mean, I know that you tend to be more on the positive side of things and look more on the sunny side of things than I tend to, Mike, just from getting to know you the last couple of years. But even me, I mean, I don't know anybody that is following this team, a fan of this team, commentator for the team, going into this bye week that thinks anything other than they raised their game to another level, right? In almost every way you can describe it. It seems like that was more of a statement game for them than some of the games against tougher opponents.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no question about it. When this team started off and you watch them drop game one to the Las Vegas Raiders, you're starting to think, okay, well, yeah, this is going to be a rebuild. Mike Vrabel is coming in here from scratch. He's starting anew, really building this team from the ground up and getting rid of a lot of the old guard that was here in New England for quite some time, some very well-revered and respected players. Naturally, you're going to be skeptical about the season coming up, but the one thing that you have to give credit to with this coaching staff and the players in that locker room, they all bought into one another right away. Mm. There seemed to be a camaraderie there, like an undercurrent, and you could feel it. You could see it during training camp, the way they would walk over to each other and kind of get their opinions on what happened during practice. If someone did something wrong, there were a few people that would walk over and say, okay, this is what you have to do here. This is what we need to do to get better moving forward. It had been so long since a Patriots team had done that. I had covered Patriots teams like that in the early days of my covering, but toward the later days of the Brady Belichick dynasty. But it had been a while since we had seen that. You're seeing it more in New England, and it's paying off. You're seeing guys elevate their games each and every week. The defense is coming in really, you know, hot and heavy every single week, and they're trying to do everything that they can. They read and heard a lot of what was being said about them getting off to slow starts. They did not get off to a slow start on Monday night and put the rest of the league on notice that we're not going to limp into this bye week we're going to come at you and we're going to hit you with everything we've got, literally and figuratively. And the offense has grown exponentially each and every week because of the leadership of Josh McDaniels and Drake May. It's just been a lot of fun to watch for this Patriots team. And the scary thing for other teams is that I don't even think this team has completely hit its peak yet. And that could be a scary thing heading into playoff run that it looks like the Patriots are going to be well in the thick of come January.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I agree with you. And I think that one small example of that, maybe it's not a small example, an example of that from that Giants game, Mike, was the fact that we haven't watched a Patriots defense go out there and take people's heads off like that before. That's not been a hallmark of this defense. This defense has been all about stopping the run and, you know, plugging up the middle and things like that. They don't have much of a pass rush. Their secondary hasn't been really laying the wood like this. And what you saw in that game was unprecedented for this year's team, an unprecedented level of violence. Was that as surprising to you as it was to everybody else?
I think it was surprising to me in this game. Again, you're missing Milton Williams, and a lot of Patriots fans are looking at this and saying, okay, well, it's a 2-10 Giants team. Let's kind of match them score for score, point for point, hit for hit, and then we'll regroup and talk about it in the bye week and then get healthy for the Buffalo Bills coming in. The New England Patriots weren't having any part of that. Christian Ellis was coming out and saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to hit you. I'm going to hit you hard. And you'll get nothing in like it in terms of getting additional yards on the field. They weren't having any of that from the Giants. And it's been surprising. I think it's been a refreshing change for Patriots fans that miss that old smash mouth style. Mike Vrabel, Terrell Williams deserves a lot of credit for that. This is something that he envisioned during training camp and when he first signed on here as going to be the Patriots defensive coordinator. And Zach Kaur, who has been the interim play caller, the outside linebackers coach, he has kept that vision continuously moving forward. So now that the Patriots are in a position where they can flex their muscle a little bit, yeah, I think they're going to put teams on notice. I think they already did that last Monday night.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they certainly have. With that being said, the way that they won that Giants game, does that make you feel any differently about their upcoming matchups here with the two good teams left on their schedule? I say good, quote unquote, because I know the Ravens just got smoked, but you know what I mean? Like, these are the two last real, according to the national media anyway, challenges on the schedule. Do you feel differently about them based on the way they played against the Big Blue there?
To say differently or that I feel a little bit better about their chances, I'm more encouraged by how they're going to come out on the bye week. The fact that they were able to continuously keep the foot on the accelerator and keep this team going and that playing at a high level all four quarters in this game heading into the bye is a good indication that, again, they bought into Mike Vrabel and that they're ready to play hard and they're ready to play everything that they have each and every down for this team. That's how they're going to come out of the shoot in week 15. They're not going to come out with a malaise or you know, a little bit of a layover from the bye. This team's going to continue to work, and I expect them to come out with every bit of enthusiasm, every bit of aggression that they've showed right in the first quarter of that week 15 game. In terms of them being able to take on the Buffalo Bills and then the Baltimore Ravens, yeah, it's going to be a big test for them. I mean, they've got Josh Allen coming in. The Bills are playing better, you know, and they're starting to, you know, make their move. But the Patriots, I believe, can counter those moves. It's going to be a smash-mouth, knockdown, drag-out affair in Gillette, and I'm looking forward to that one. And Baltimore in Baltimore is going to be a tough game. There's no question about it. Lamar Jackson's still one of the most dynamic talents in the NFL. You've got Derrick Henry running the ball on the ground. That's a team that's capable of causing all kinds of havoc because of the experience that they have. So it's going to be a tough couple of games coming up for the Pats. I think they've showed they can hang with everybody. If they come out of this with a split or a 2-0 win record from this, it's going to be awfully impressive heading into the playoffs.
It will be, but it'll also get you into that mode where it's like, all right, maybe they need to lose one before the playoffs start, you know, like a big long win streak. Are you one of those people that you get paranoid about that like I do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you take me back to, you know, the 07 team. And, you know, there was a part of me that wanted them to lose that Giants game at the end of the year to kind of wake them up a little bit.
Well, they lost the Giants game at the end of the year, all right.
Definitely. Yeah, they lost the wrong one. Exactly. Right. They picked the wrong time to go to sleep. But, no, in all actuality and in all fairness, I'm a big believer in momentum. And if the momentum is there and you have the opportunity to put the hammer down and give it hell, I say go for it. do everything that you can to win each and every game that you're playing. The Patriots have gotten their losses out of their system. If they're continuing to play at a high level and wins are continuing to buoy this team's chances and their enthusiasm and their confidence, go for it.
All right, last question here. Are Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick getting into the Hall of Fame this year, yes or no? Or yes to one and no to the other?
They should. I believe, personally, I believe both of those gentlemen should be in, and I believe they're both first ballot Hall of Famers. You look at the record that Bill has had. I know it ended acrimoniously here, and I know that he's got his detractors, and I understand that. And I'm not, questioning how people feel, but look at the record. Look at the body of work that he's provided here in New England, and it's hard to argue that he deserves to be in as a first ballot Hall of Famer. Robert Kraft has been instrumental in so much that has happened in the modern NFL, even away from the New England Patriots, with the NFL Players Association and developing a close relationship there, and his contributions that he's made to ownership. I really believe make him a first ballot Hall of Famer. So I believe they should be in. That's how I would vote. But whether or not you're asking me if one or the other gets in, it's complicated. Putting my back to the wall right now, I say maybe Belichick gets it this time around. Kraft does not. I don't know. There's been something that seems to be holding him out, meaning Robert Kraft. I thought he should have been in a long time ago, but that's my guess, but if you're asking me how I would vote, I say both those guys deserve it.
Sure, and I would vote for both of them too, but I was more asking the other thing because, as we know, Kraft hasn't gotten in. I mean, he's been eligible. He's not made it to this round of voting yet until this year. This is the first time that he's even made it this far in the voting. So I guess the question is, are the same things maybe that kept Robert Kraft out of the Hall of Fame going to maybe come back to bite Bill Belichick as well?
It's possible. I mean, when people get into a voting booth, whether it's a presidential election, whether it's politics, whether it's sports, no matter what it is, certain things happen. And people say that they're not going to bring personal feelings into this. Sometimes it does happen. So I would definitely be on the sharp eye alert for both of these. It would not shock me if neither one got in on the first shot here, especially Belichick being on the first shot. I'm sorry, it's not exactly Robert's first shot, but it wouldn't shock me if neither one of them got in. I think that definitely is possible, but my gut reaction is that one of them gets in of the two, and of the one, I would probably say it would be Bill, but again, it wouldn't shock me if it went the other way, if it was Robert and if it was Bill. There's a lot more acrimony at the NFL level for Bill Belichick than I realized heading into this year, so... it's, I think it's going to be interesting to watch. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this all plays out when we find out what the Hall of Fame class is going to be very shortly before the Super Bowl this year.
Tell you what, if neither one of them make it, that's good news for people like us. We'll have a lot of content for the upcoming pieces and writing and everything, my shows and all of that. We'll have plenty to do if that's the case. And even if not, either way. But I'll be reading you one way or another, Mike. That's Mike DeBate, Sports Illustrated. Great stuff as always, sir. Great to have you on. We'll talk to you again soon.
Anytime, Christian. Thanks so much for having me on tonight.
All right, Mike DeBate, Sports Illustrated. Check him out on Twitter, at Mike DeBate. That's DABATE. Which before I ever had him on the show, I thought it was Mike DeBate, Baba Booey, like Gary DeLabate. I thought it was like DeBate. So I was like, hey, Mike. And when I introduced him, I said, Mike DeBate. And he's like, that's not it. That's wrong.
And or the way it's spelled is it's the apostrophe, so it'd be D-A-B-A-T-E.
D-Abate.
Or D-Abate.
Right. That's where I was sort of going with it. But, Mike DeBate, which is good because he's good for a debate. We could have debated probably the Belichick-Kraft thing a little bit longer there, but I think we're pretty much copacetic on it. So there you go. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We've been doing all football here, Belichick, Patriots, etc. I want to take a quick break and talk a little Bruins as the Bruins backsliding a little bit. Maybe even backsliding down to mediocrity. We'll get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
And the Red Wings, Van Riemsdyk shoots, he scores! James Van Riemsdyk got behind everybody and opens the scoring here in Detroit. As this puck is ripped on net, they score! Alex DeBrincat fired one that glanced off of Swayman's right arm and trickled in. 3-0 Wings. Lindholm shoots, skips him the save, rebound, they score! Alex Steves able to pop that rebound home. It's a one-goal game now. To Kane, Sider, Raymond, he scores! 3 seconds left, and the Bruins are going to run out of time. John Gibson with his first win since October 28th. He had to sweat for it. And the Bruins and Red Wings split a home-and-home set.
So, yeah, not great last night. Bruins lose to the Red Wings 5-4 in a game that they trailed 5-2 in the third period. This team doesn't quit. I'll give them that. Jeremy Swayman yanked. First goalie to get yanked this year. And they had a couple of pretty ugly ugly goals let in. Not all of them, I don't think, were his fault. A couple there's nothing he could do about. One that he was on the Raymond goal, he was arguing with, he thought there was goalie interference. Totally wide open side of the net there. I'm not exactly sure who to blame there, but I don't think that Sturm, and you heard him after the game, you know, he pulled Swayman out of the game and he said he did it to try and give the team a spark, and they did give the team a spark. I mean, it's not like it didn't, but he said it almost apologetically. This was Sturm after the game discussing his decision to pull Jeremy Swayman.
No, it's just that was not about that goal. It was just I wanted to give a little bit of life, maybe the group a little bit. You know, Sway was so good. Was almost not fair to him, the way we played in front of him. We kind of left him alone a little bit. Yeah, he could have maybe saved one or two, but, you know, he's been so good. So I just wanted to change it up a little bit, maybe give him a little bit of spark to the team. That's all.
Yeah, and he's not wrong about the way the defense played in front of him. It was ridiculous. The turnovers were bad enough, but it seemed like almost every single time Detroit was in the attacking zone, there were two guys camped out right in front of Swayman. There was nothing he could do about it. He couldn't move him. He couldn't get him out of there. I mean, it was almost every single possession. It was getting pretty old by the end of it, and you could tell Swayman's getting frustrated. And it wasn't his best game by any means, but I'll give Jeremy Swayman a little bit of the benefit of the doubt here, because in the month of November, he was nails. In the month of November, Jeremy Swayman played 10 games, went 8-2, a .206 goals against, and a .935 save percentage. That's tremendous. He was tremendous for that month, looking like a Vezina winner. Really, I mean, he looked like the Jeremy Swayman of old over the course of that month. And then the first game of December, he goes out there and he lets in 5 goals on 23 shots, which was not great. But again, you know, you look to him to try and steal you a game here and there. You look to Morgan Geeky. You look to some of these guys. Without David Pastrnak, who's now not even going to skate this week, according to Sturm. Pasta's not even skating this week. Oh, get well soon, please. And Charlie McAvoy out till February. It's a shame. You know, it's a shame. It's a shame it had to be those two. And obviously the McAvoy injury is much more serious. And Pastrnak is, I think, going to be back soon. But those two, I mean, those two are the two that go down at a key point in the season. You know that the Bruins right now have not won back-to-back games in 3 weeks? Those two games against Toronto, that's the last time they won back-to-back games. They're very inconsistent. But on the other hand, they do not quit. They were getting pelted in that game. And so far, they've outperformed their expectations that I had for them. But if you play a month of 500 or less hockey, then that's not really outperforming expectations. It's not going to be on anyone's mind anymore because expectations now suddenly get raised when you're up there at the top of the division briefly or competing for it. And you have a chance to create some space, and instead you go 500 for the next 3 weeks. Like, that's, you know, that's gonna drag everybody back down to where they thought the Bruins would be, and that was a place that no one really wants to be. That's a place no one really wants to explore or talk about, for that matter. And I hope that that's not where they stay. I hope that's not the, you know, future, like the fortune of the Bruins. Like, that's what they're going to be this year, because they should be much more than that. One big problem along with the injuries has been just the dissolving of that second line, which for a while looked like it was a real strength of this team. Now it's, I don't want to say unwatchable, but borderline unwatchable out there. Arvidsson coming back, I mean, he's out there really struggling. And, you know, Mittelstadt, some of these other guys, like guys who flashed for a while. And a part of that's the injuries and having to move guys around. I understand that. I'm not going to blame them all directly, but you can't help but notice that it's become a problem. And, you know, part of that will be, you know, Pastrnak coming back. That'll rearrange some things to where they're supposed to be. But even without that, you know, they've had to move Geeky down. They've moved other people around. They're trying to get that fire back, and I'm not sure if it's there. It's definitely not there without McAvoy and Pastrnak for extended periods of time. That's going to make it a real struggle for everybody. But there you go. There's your Bruins Minute. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones. Richard is in Foxborough. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think McAvoy is, you know, he's going to push the team forward. It stinks.
Hold on a second, Richard. You don't think that McAvoy and Zadorov as a pair, you don't think they were playing well before the injury?
I don't know. Can I say that? I'm a lifelong Bruins fan. No, hold on. Huh? Lifelong Bruins fan.
Yes.
But I saw him play, you know, in the, you know, against, like, all the other international teams.
And you're talking about Four Nations? Fire. The Four Nations tournament?
Yeah. I don't know if, like, he can do that again. I don't know if he's big enough to do it again. I don't know if he's physical enough to do it again. Like, there are certain things. I love McAvoy. Great guy. I mean, I don't know if he's a great guy, but I'm saying, like, he's legit, right?
He's definitely legit. He's a very good player, Richard, yes. You don't think he makes them better?
No, he is. He does.
Okay. Hold on a second. You have a Patriots take? We're up against the break. Do you have a Patriots take as well?
Oh, Patriots take? Of course.
Okay.
So, no, hold on.
Richard, I got to get my night moving a little bit faster than this. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. If you think what the Patriots thing was, you can call me back tomorrow night. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, we have your headlines at 8 o'clock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.